Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who laid the measures thereof if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Now, this is an often misunderstood passage, because what people will try to make this say is they'll try to say that at the creation of the earth, like Genesis 1:1, you know, God created the heaven and the earth, that at the creation of the earth, that's when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, this is false. That is not true. Because of the fact that when God created the earth, he created the earth out of nothing. It was an out of nothing creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, when it says God created the heaven and the earth in verse 1, it's not talking about the sky. When it says the heaven and the earth, it's talking about the place where God lives, heaven, the third heaven. The place where God lives was created in verse 1, and the place where we live was created in verse 1, the heaven and the earth. You say, well, how do you know that, Pastor Anderson? And that's why I don't like how the modern versions say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, because that makes it sound like he just created the sky, right? But stop and think about it, friend. God creates the sky on day 2. So how did he create the sky in verse 1? And then what, did he create it again? Because what does he create on the second day? He creates the firmament, which is the sky. And he says God called the firmament heaven. God called the firmament heaven. So that heaven, there are three heavens in the Bible. There's the sky, the atmosphere. Then there's outer space where the stars are. And then there's the place where God lives, the third most distant heaven. So you have three levels of heaven there. You have the sky, outer space, and the place where God lives. So what did God create in verse 1? He created the heaven and the earth, the place where he lives and the earth where we live. And of course, the earth was without form and void. And then he says, let there be light. And he creates the light. He creates the sky. He creates the dry land and the seas. He creates the plants, the animals, and so forth. Now, here's why that matters. The Bible says that in 6 days, God created the heaven, the earth, and everything in them. So guess what? Before Genesis 1:1, there were no angels. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. In the beginning, you have God creating everything else out of nothing. The angels are created beings. They don't go all the way back with God like before Genesis 1:1 or something. No. You have God creating everything out of nothing. Only God in existence. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? He created heaven and the angels, the cherubims, the seraphims. Those are all created beings. Satan himself is a created being. We're all created beings. None of us is eternal as far as going all the way back with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God has that distinction of being the one who is eternal. Okay. So, therefore, no, it's not like God created the earth and the angels are all going, hooray! Wrong. In fact, if you study, what does the Bible actually say? Look at what the Bible actually says in verse 6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? And look at this. Who laid the cornerstone thereof when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? In fact, the sons of God shouted for joy and the morning stars sang together when the cornerstone was laid, which is not the creation of the earth. Consistently study your Bible. Look up every time cornerstone is mentioned. Jesus is the cornerstone. Over and over again, Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the cornerstone. You know, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. And you have verse after verse after verse. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. Now, what did the Bible say in the book of John when Jesus confronted with the Pharisees? He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad. So that shows, you know, Abraham's in heaven, and when he saw Jesus Christ come on the scene, he saw it, and he rejoiced. So it makes sense that when the cornerstone is laid, at the coming of Christ, you have the sons of God, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and every other saved believer, because the children of God are those who believe on Jesus Christ. You have the sons of God, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, rejoicing and being glad, and then you have the morning stars singing together. The morning stars are the angels. Why? Because I showed you some scriptures where stars represent angels. Okay. the morning stars sang together. Now, do we have any scripture to back up the fact that when Jesus Christ came into this world, the angels sang?
Yeah.
Do we have any evidence of that?
Yeah,
because what happened when the shepherds get the message about Christ? All of a sudden, there's a whole host of the heavenly host praising God. Okay, now, do we have any scriptures about the angels cheering and rejoicing when God created the heaven and the earth in Genesis 1:1? There's nothing to support that. Read Genesis 1, and there's no mention of the angels playing a part in creation or being a cheerleading section during creation. But when Christ is born, what do we see? We see the angels praising God, rejoicing, the whole heavenly host, the morning stars are singing together, and the sons of God are shouting for joy. That's the proper interpretation of this verse. Okay.